Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I'm going to detail the Watchmen film that I saw Saturday. Total Illuminati, New World Order, in-your-face propaganda of a level I've never seen before, I've never encountered before. Number one film out right now. Had a lot of economic news, a lot of police state news. They're openly announcing, of course, that they are indeed going to put satellite tracker boxes in all your cars and tax you by the mile. As they prepare to put them in, they will announce they're doing it and then simultaneously announce that it's a conspiracy theory and it's not happening. That way, as resistance mounts, they just say, it's not happening. Here's the box. It's going in your car. This is not happening. Classic psych warfare. So we're going to go over that today as well. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Sarah Lynn in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for being a voice for us. First of all, I can't believe how fast things are going. I find Canada's moving forward faster than the U.S. when it comes to
are you on a, Sarah, I want to be able to hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a computer phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying that how fast Canada's moving forward faster than I think in the U.S. when it comes to martial law and passing bills against us as a people.
That's right. They're announcing they're going to use the Canadian military against the people for regular policing in Canada. That's been announced by major papers. That's in the stack. And, of course, in the last year, they've been having the Army show up at checkpoints in major cities, quote, to stop rowdy drinkers. And we, of course, rightfully said that is preconditioning ahead of full military occupation of Canada. And, indeed, that's happened. We're going through the same acclimation right now.
But I find Canadians don't stand together. And when you go to talk to them about things, they're asleep. One thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Alex, is that in my children's school district that this just came out, they're suspending all the students now for not getting vaccinations or proving that you have vaccinations. So my children's school are now being suspended because we are not proving that they
have
been vaccinated.
That's right. But again, Canada is the same as England or the U.S. There's no law. There is a waiver, but that gives the color of law, but you have to demand the religious or conscientious objector strata to be able to put your children back in the camp. But why would you want them in the camp? And I know they work you so hard that you can't be there to take care of them, so you need to, I guess, get a second or third job or your husband or whoever. That's why they want to break families up so we're not self-sufficient and so that we can be institutionalized. But, yes, the schools are little prisons. And they're setting the precedent to forcibly vaccinate everybody, so look out.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank you, Alex, for all that you're doing, and hopefully we can all stand together against these powerful Luciferian control freaks. And
absolutely.
I don't envy your position because I pray for you regularly, and I just continue to support you and hope that you are being blessed for all that you're doing for us as a people.
Well, thank you. Look, it's my instinct to fight tyranny, okay? It is my survival instinct. I'm following it, nothing more. There is no choice. You must fight or die. I am not going to roll over. When I get attacked, I fight right back. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. I am primitive, period. I am primitive, therefore I fight. I have not had my life force sucked out of me. I have not had my soul sucked out of me. I have not had my willingness to survive, sucked out of me. And to survive, I've got to risk my life. To survive, I've got to engage the enemy. To survive, I've got to go up against these monsters. I can't hide under the bed and wait for them to drag me out by my ankles and have their way with me. I've got to engage them. What you should do is go to your school board meeting with all the headlines about HPV killing all these girls, human papilloma shots, the bird flu vaccinations killing people. Just Google bird flu kills, bird flu vaccination kills, and you'll find articles all over the world. And just go there every week and read the mainstream articles about vaccines killing people and saying, now, why are you claiming this is mandatory when it isn't? Why are you lying? You go every week and you speak and you get other people to go speak and they will fold like a house of cards. It's just good people aren't speaking back to the evil, and that's why the evil's prevailing. We'll be right back.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 30 minutes of the show today, I'm going to have Greg Pound of FreeOurKids.com joining us. His children were kidnapped because a neighbor dog bit one of their children on the hand, and they were homeschooling their children. And it later came out, and the CPS lady that did it lost her job because she'd falsified reports in hundreds of cases. That was in the newspaper, but several years later, he still hasn't gotten his children back. So he's a big activist that tracks the government kidnapping children all over the country. And he's confirmed that all over Florida right now, where he's located, they are now coming and CPSing people's children, homeschooler Christian children, is who they're targeting, if they haven't been vaccinated. Now, there's no law in Florida you've got to be vaccinated with these deadly bioweapons that are killing and maiming so many. How are they doing it? Well, they just break the law, and the family courts were set up 90 years ago in the U.S. as the eugenics courts. They were known as the racial hygiene courts of the United States, and they were set up extrajudicially outside of the state chartered courts. They were just set up. There's no jury, no nothing in the name of protecting the children, which is the opposite. There's no due process, no nothing. And they say it's endangerment to not shoot them up with all these shots. And so they take the children. There's no law, but they take the children. Now, how do they put children in jail and parents in jail that are going to government camps? They will expel you, claiming you violated the school's policy, not a law, for not taking the shots. Then, once the truancy accrues, they arrest you and your children for truancy, never telling you that you can withdraw your children anytime you want. It's all color of law yet again. So they expel the child or children. This is how the trick works. Very simple. People miss this. They trigger a criminal statute by expelling the children, but they have to give you a waiver for the policy, which isn't a law. But they don't tell the parents that. Then they tell them in places like Maryland. Remember that case where they thousands of them lined up and they had the police dogs and the German Shepherds barking at the kids and the kids are crying, "I don't want the shots." The parents say, "We don't want the shots, but it's the law. I'll be arrested." Well, no, it had been triggered because they had expelled the children, wouldn't let them in school, and then triggered law there and then said, "Show up at this court hearing or you'll be arrested." All sleight of hand, all fraud. That's what this criminal, bestial, wicked, degenerate, viperous, lecherous government does. It's all about conning you, all about defrauding you. And the eugenicists that run the country want you to take these injections. They want the precedent set to force them on you. It doesn't matter how many people the bird flu vaccine kills. It doesn't matter how many people the HPV shot kills. It doesn't matter how many people the tetanus shot kills. It doesn't matter how many people are dead and how many people it's admitted these things are killing. They will continue the injections. It doesn't matter if all the major vaccines, admittedly, when they're tested, have different cancer viruses in them. It doesn't matter. You will take it and you will die because the government loves you. It is illegitimate. It is degenerate. It is a complete stinking fraud from pillar to post. Let's go back to your calls. Brett in Montana. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to ask you something about the WTO.
The World Trade Organization?
Yes, the WTO. And I'm just trying to educate myself on all of this because
it's a private group set up in 1995 through treaty. The United States Congress has waived almost all of its rights over trade and over the U.S. to the foreign body. They can break the treaty or remove themselves from it, extricate themselves anytime they'd like. It's another private body ruling for the world government.
Yes, sir. And I have actually been reading a little bit about it, and I had a question for you. Because I was on their website, and they say that it's a member-driven, it's member-driven, and that it's ran by its member governments. So meaning that the members of the WTO are actually our own governments. Is that correct?
Yes, there are representatives from the executive branch in the World Trade Organization.
Okay.
And there are seats in it, but the point is that the government itself, the legislatures or the parliaments, have signed over authority to the body. Just like the European Union has two different bodies, but rotating members from the countries run it, but the body itself has removed any power the sovereign nations had left.
Now, on their website, it goes on to explain that the areas of trade that they're in are intellectual property, services, capital, agriculture, etc.
Here's an example. Obama just put out language about how the stimulus package with bids, when they could, it needed to be given to U.S. companies to stimulate our economy. And Brazil threatened, with its membership in the World Trade Organization, to block that. And so they said, okay, we'll just give it to foreign companies. So that's an example of Congress and even the president not being able to exercise sovereignty.
Their website, they also have a list of their members and observers. 153 members as of the 23rd of July of 2008, and they even have the dates of their membership. If you scroll down past the members, it has a list of observers. And in that list, it is Holy See or the Vatican. Now, what does the Vatican have to do with World trade.
Well, it has a lot to do.
I don't understand that.
Do you want me to answer? Is that a question?
Yes, sir.
I'll answer that. The Vatican has tens of trillions of dollars. It's one of the most wealthy institutions on the planet. The Vatican helped found the European Union under the Treaty of Rome, 1957. The Vatican openly says they're calling for world government, a new world order, and that's why Tony Blair has converted to Catholicism. I'm not bashing Catholics here, folks, just a fact, and called for a new world order so that Tony Blair can later be the head of the EU, and he's been offered that slot down the road. So certainly the Vatican is involved in trade all over the planet, and that's why you have the Vatican and the CIA and the FBI and MI5 and MI6 and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment. I would imagine, I haven't looked at the list in years, but you will see those groups as well listed in there.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
You bet. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Bob in Connecticut. Bob, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hopefully I don't have background noise. I had static here just a minute ago. I'm trying to find out if I can. I know I can, but first of all, there's one verse in the Bible that said, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And I don't know if that's referring to this time or it could have been back in a depression or so on, but we are going to be facing perilous times according to everything you've been reporting. But I'd like to be able to help some people, if that's possible, if I can give a phone number, and it'll be my personal phone number.
Well, you know, we don't really like to do that because what we've had years ago was setups where somebody will call in and say they're one person and it's really somebody else's phone number, and there's some liability associated with that. And I don't really know you, Bob. I mean, you're saying you want to help people. Specifically, how do you want to help people?
Can I give a website then?
Sure, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, it's www.zimo, that's XIMO, health, health.com.
So you have a product that's going to help somebody?
Well, it gives you some energy, gives you endurance, people work out, can use it.
I got you. Hey, I appreciate the plug. It's just no other talk radio would allow that. I try to let everybody have their say, but if I let you do that, about 10 years ago, let anybody say whatever they wanted. People call up saying, I got a tractor for sale in Missouri. Okay, and you know what? If you want to plug something, you got to bring some content to the show first and then work it in. But got your plug. I appreciate it, Bob. Steve in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to call. Well, I wanted to say that you have a giant heart. It's like the size of the sun. You know, it's huge. You're an amazing guy. I know you're going to do an analysis later of The Watchmen, but I just wanted to make a quick comment about it. I saw the film and I've read the comic, and you know, I followed Alan's work for quite a few years.
Alan Moore. Yeah.
Alan Moore. Sorry. Yeah.
I know he had some problems with the film as well.
Yeah, he doesn't actually like any of his writings being turned into films. He doesn't agree with it, but he sold the rights to them, so it's up to whoever buys them to make the film, right? But I think the main point of that story is basically, you know, that there are people who think they're good out there, like say like the Illuminati, who think that what they're doing to the planet, like whether it's annihilating, you know, millions of people, that's they wake up in the morning, think that this is a good thing, this is good for the future, but it's lacking of love, but that also, like, there are still people out there like you and who are gonna like stick it to the end and know who true justice is. For instance, like the character Rorschach, to me, I mean, not saying you're crazy like him or anything, but he's sticking it out to the end and never giving up. And I think that's the real point, especially since the story ends kind of that way, you know, where, it's like right to the end, you know, and willing to die for it, basically. So I think that's the true meaning of the story. But, you know, if you want to know more about Alan Moore, you know, he's got like a documentary called Mindscape of Alan Moore, and he's even asked about...
But Alan Moore is a Mason. Isn't Alan Moore a Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. But he is asked about what he thinks about this whole conspiracy. But, I mean, you might come to the same conclusion.
Maybe we should try to get Alan Moore on the show. In fact, let's do that. Thanks for the call.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $934.40. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.25, $480.62 for the half ounce, and $240.31 for a quarter ounce. That's $961.25, $480.62, or $240.31.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Sir, good to talk to you.
Good afternoon. God bless you. And Alex, you have been doing an excellent job of being a patriot. Now, I'm a 91-year-old disabled, decorated veteran of World War II who experienced two men killed with in 6 feet of them in Germany. And I've been studying this decline of the U.S. for over 30 years. and I've spent about $50,000 and thousands of hours to keep the U.S. afloat. Now, in the White House, get this, we have a mole in control. All right, the Democrat sheep are following a traitorous shepherd, Obama, who is a puppet of the globalists, who control the money and the media. Now, that's a combination that's a powerhouse. But there's two words that will blow it right out of the water, the truth. Now, where you and I and groups like the John Birch Society have been putting the brakes on them. Example, we stopped the North American Union like they hit a brick wall. Now, let's a little bit more. Among other things, the John Birch Society printed and distributed 1 million copies of a special issue of the New American magazine where they explained and exposed how the globalists plotted to combine Canada, United States, and Mexico with a common border and take away our borders with Canada and Mexico, and also, with if that would have passed, we'd have lost our sovereignty, similar to the European Union, and they already had a new money in mind, American Amero dollar.
And that's now, they try to do it by stealth. Now the Wall Street Journal and countless other publications are admitting that they're setting it up, but they claim it's a new idea they just got, and that's the only way they can save the economy is this new Bank of the World and a North American Union and the transatlantic merger of the European Union with the North American Union. It's all now being announced, and our credibility has just absolutely exploded off the charts. And I want to agree with you. If it wasn't for the old-timers like yourself for the last 50, 60 years fighting the globalists, we would have already completely fallen to this system. And that's what's so exciting but also frustrating, to know we have power, to know we can stop these people, while most folks sit on the bench sucking their thumb saying no one can stop this tyranny. It's ordained by God. Submit to it, Romans 13, when that is paid for by the New World Order and directly out of the pit of hell.
Here's another thing that's not covered very much. An immoral nation cannot long stand. And where are we today with all this immorality? And we made a piker out of Hitler in killing a group of people. And I've written many letters to the editor, and many of them are on pro-life. And one I said, so long as Roe v. Wade is in place, we are on the slippery slope to oblivion. And here's something, a quote from Mother Teresa. Abortion is the biggest obstacle to world peace. So we have to as a nation, become moral, and as individuals. And when that happens, why, God will heal our land. And you're doing a great job.
Well, sir, God bless you, and it's good to hear from you. Absolutely. You know, if we've had 50 million abortions in this country, hundreds of millions worldwide, you know, that lie is so big that once people buy into that dehumanization, anything else is possible. You know, they say, oh, it's just some little stem cells we want that Obama's just announced they're going to legalize. Oh, it'll save all these people, when meanwhile they can get the stem cells from skin tissue, breast tissue, anything. It works just as well. What they really want to do, and what the legalization really does, is allow them to engage in manipulation of embryos, of fetuses, of babies, all over the world, in South Korea and in England and other nations. It's on record that they have these cross species, part human, part animal, chimeras. And they have part pig, part human, part cow, part human. They, in many cases, they have the part bovine, part human, part cow, part human, so that they can implant humanoid / bovine embryos in the uterus of the cows to grow the humanoid up to larger size for organ harvesting. This is all announced. So you hear, oh, it's just a little stem cell. No, it's a baby. And they want to use those as the blueprint seed to grow these abominations. Oh, but it's just babies. It's just embryos. Yeah, it's just old people. Let's euthanize them. Oh, you know, the new healthcare plan says they're going to ration healthcare. It's dehumanization.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
We are continuing with open phones. I have Representative Dennis Richardson, Oregon, who's introduced legislation to restore the 10th and 9th Amendment in their state against the feds, joining us for about 15 minutes. Then we've got Greg Pound with how they're snatching people's children all over Florida for not taking vaccinations, even though there's no law. Just absolute criminal activity by the globalist. That is coming up. Right now, though, we are continuing with your phone calls. I do want to take just a minute or so out to remind everybody, we are now 5 days away, 5 days away from the online release. 5 days away from the release of the Obama deception. You'll be able to watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll be able to download it and burn it to disk. We're going to have a DivX version and a high-quality Windows version up there built for activism. It looks almost as good as a regular DVD. To just burn it to disk, give it to everybody you know. You can, of course, pre-order the high-quality DVD with all the extras and everything on it at Infowars.com to get that high-quality hard copy, the perfect copy to make copies from to get out to people. It exposes the entire globalist agenda, who the banks are, who the New World Order are, how they controlled Bush, how Obama's continuing every policy, all of his lies, what his real agenda is, the work brigades, the FEMA camps, the youth brigades, the environmental brigades, keeping the FEMA camps open, expanding the FEMA camps. It's got Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, Professor Griff, KRS-One, George Humphrey, myself, And it's just chock full of, you know, video clips. It's just amazing. It really is. You know, making a film in 3 months, 3.5 months counting some of the research, physically editing and shooting the whole thing in 2 months, normally that's about half the time I normally make a film in, but it turned out being as good as any of my films or better. Because we just burnt the candle at both ends here. Please pre-order The Obama Deception, and as the orders come in, that's the order that they'll be shipped out to everybody. We begin shipping the DVDs out on March 15th, March 16th, that Monday. A mass of these will be mailed out. And coming up this Sunday evening, so technically I guess about 6 days from now, at 6 p.m., when the Sunday show ends at 6 o'clock Central, that will be the premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv. So start your engines. Also, for the last 2 months, we have been redesigning with a Web 2.0 design, PrisonPlanet.tv. Had an outside firm do this. The site has been done for about a week, but they're busy trying to migrate the thousands of videos and audio into the new format, where it's much easier to find everything. And then in phase two, we're going to add where you have your own MySpace subpage on it, and where you can comment on the videos, and just a bunch of other features where you can vote videos that you think are the best up to the main page. That's phase two. That'll be about a month from now. We may launch this in the next 2 to 3 days, or I may wait till after the release of The Obama Deception to launch the new site, because there may be a few bugs with it, and I don't want to be working those out while everybody's on the site downloading and streaming. It's going to be flash streaming in the highest quality, several formats. It's going to be in, I don't know, like 5 different formats, including DivX. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have the $5.95 a month membership, $5.95 one-time membership, you can go in there, download everything, burn it to the disk, have a complete library of everything we've done the last 5 years. All the radio shows in the highest quality, weekly TV reports, in-studio reports, special extras. PrisonPlanet.tv. See The Obama Deception coming up this Sunday, 6 p.m. Now, obviously, there's going to be a massive load, but we have, what, 3 CDNs now, which are made up of thousands of servers apiece. But I know folks have shared their passcodes to the site, so it puts a huge load on things. We've never had a problem with a slowdown since we went to CDNs about a year ago with PrisonPlanet.tv, but I'm not counting on that. So if you're going to have a viewing party Sunday night, it might be smart to wait till Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night to have a viewing party at your house. You can plug your computer right in to your big screen television set. It's that high a quality, and it'll be like watching a DVD. Or you can just burn a DivX copy and put it in your DVD player and watch it that way. And I want everybody to have viewing parties for The Obama Deception. I don't allow people, you know, because I'm a nice guy, I don't allow people to make copies of the films and share them. I beg you to. I ask you to. I want you to. It's not some favor I'm doing. We don't have any future if these people aren't exposed. You understand? I deal with life and death situations every single day. I live in the trenches watching them kidnap people's children and murder people. I live in the trenches constantly focused on their evil, constantly focused on learning more about how the enemy mind operates and how we can defeat them. So please don't tell me, thank you, Alex, for letting us make copies of this film. No, thank you. Thank you for making copies of the films. Thank you for making them go viral on the internet. Thank you for getting the information out. Thank you for all you do. We have a good chance of beating the globalists if we just believe we can and know historically we can and we have the truth. So go to Infowars.com to pre-order the DVD or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. You just got 6 days to wait. Or you can simply call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We have The Obama Deception as low as $9.95 apiece. Well, actually, $8 apiece if you order them in bulk. So get your bulk orders in. Believe me, we can use the Obama hype machine to defeat the Obama hype machine. Obama trinkets of any type. I mean, they're selling magazines about Obama for $18, where they worship him and call him world leader, and they're, it's in all the stores. You for bookstores and or people that own convenience stores or the churches, whatever, you will sell all of these. People are snatching up anything Obama-related. It's all propaganda and lies from his angle. This film is the truth. It is going to explode. It's already exploded. We have never had such interest, not with Endgame, not with Loose Change Final Cut, not with Terror Storm, not with anything we've put out. This is ultra-massive. So pre-order hundreds. Get them out to everybody you know. Sell them, because then that will fund your operation to continue to get more and more out. Or if you've got the money, buy one DVD of the Obama Deception in super high quality. Buy a DVD burner and a bunch of DVD blanks, and just it takes 4 or 5 minutes to make each one with most burners, and just sit there an hour a night, make 10 or 15 copies, and hand them out to people and say, hey, a wicked film about Obama. Tell me what you think about this. And you will deprogram somebody, and they will get angry once they realize they've been lied to. And this is how we fight the enemy. So the Obama deception, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of dirty tricks going against us due to this film, which is very encouraging. That's excellent news. We thank God for those blessings. And it is just having a massive effect already. There will be a new trailer coming out Thursday morning at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. There's been one trailer before. This will be the official trailer. It'll be about 2 minutes long. We're going to have a couple sneak peeks that are released on Thursday as well. And then I'm going to do a video press release interview today covering the film, a 10-minute piece we're going to be posting on Friday at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We ask everybody to spread that to the four winds, where we break down the film as well. Okay, let's go to your calls as quickly as possible now. John in New York. John, you're on the air.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show, and I just want to thank you for doing what you've been doing to wake America up. I just wanted to ask you real quick what you think about the role that Zionism and the State of Israel is playing this in this whole New World Order. Obviously, AIPAC wields great power in shaping our foreign policy towards the Middle East, and Israel profits greatly from America fighting against the Middle East and all these wars. So I was just curious on what you thought about all that. I mean, and obviously we know Israel attacked the USS Liberty, according to some survivors, and they've come out about that. So I was just curious on what you think about the whole Zionism thing in Israel.
Well, I mean, we've covered this ad nauseum. How long have you been a listener?
For a couple months now.
Okay, well, let me comment on that, and I appreciate your call. I ought to have a frequently asked questions area up on the websites so that we can just, I guess, have a video clip there where I explain my view and where I stand on all this. Number one, sir, if you want the full story on what happened to the USS Liberty, my film, Terror Storm. And I've interviewed the admirals, the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the people that were on board the ship, the doctor, the first mate. And now it's been declassified. The Chicago Tribune reported early last year that the NSA released the encoded recordings where the Israeli fighter pilots were saying what they'd already testified to. The pilots separately have been in the Israeli press saying that they were ordered three times. They said, that's an American flag, it's an American ship, why are we going to attack it? And they were ordered, you will attack that now or you're going to be court-martialed. The leader of the squadron, you know, was told a second time to do it, and he said no again. And the third time they came back and they said, you are going to be court-martialed, attack. And the leader of the squadron went public with that about a decade ago. But now the NSA has declassified the transcripts of the listening stations that did pick up and were recording everything that was being said. Everything that was going on, everything that was happening. And what happened is Israel wanted to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt to widen the war. And that's just a fact, and it's on record. They tried to write all these books denying it, but it's come out that it's true. Now, that doesn't, the next thing I'm going to say doesn't lessen Israel's burden in what they did. Some people tried to spin it and claim that I'm defending Israel, which I didn't do. I put it in my film what the admirals, what the captains, what the judge advocate general Captain Thomas Moore said on this show. The interviews are all out there on the web, dozens of interviews, probably done 30, 40 interviews with survivors, probably more than that over the years. And that is that LBJ, because people say, what do you mean LBJ was in control of the ship? Presidents aren't in control of ships. Yes, they are. The USS Liberty was the most advanced spy ship in the Navy's arsenal at the time, and it was there spying on what Israel was doing and on massacres going on in the Sinai at the time being carried out by then-General Ariel Sharon. And they were there recording everything that was happening during the Six-Day War. And when the ship came under attack for over 2.5 hours, within minutes, an aircraft task force about 150 miles away launched fighter bombers to go defend the ship. And we've interviewed the admirals, Admiral Geist and others, years ago. Most of these guys have now died, but the interviews are there for everybody to go see. Admiral Moore is dead now, died in 2004, interviewed him months before he died, one of many interviews we did with him. They launched fighter bombers off the aircraft carriers, and then McNamara came on and said, turn those planes around, because the National Security Council was in direct control of the operation. So over the radio phone, on the bridge, and they all heard it, on multiple aircraft carriers, and the witnesses are all on record, he said, turn those planes around, stand down, and don't respond to the ship. Because the Israeli fighter bombers, the Desant Missiles, the Mirage fighters, the torpedo boats, the 50 calibers and torpedoes had blasted off the mast, blasted off the communications. The radio man had climbed out, even though he was burned, on the deck with napalm and white phosphorus burning, literally melting through his shoes and burning his feet to rig a ham radio emergency rig to keep calling out for help. The ships were told, don't respond to them, as they're saying, we're under attack, help us, help us. And it went on and on for hour after hour. And Admiral Geist said, no, I am, that's an illegal order. Respectfully, Secretary of Defense McNamara, I am giving aid to our ship. They've sent out distress signals. They're under attack. The jets are about to be there. And he said, you are going to be court-martialed if you don't turn those jets back. And he said, I don't care. And then President Johnson came on the line, and he said, you listen to me, and you listen good. I want that GD ship to go to the bottom. And he said, yes, sir, President. And they turned those jets back. But those men, the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history, kept that ship afloat and kept that ship up. And so it didn't sink. And then a Russian intelligence ship came up as Israeli commando helicopters were coming in armed with riot guns to go aboard. The ship was preparing to repulse that attack. And the Russian ship began speeding in to stop them, and the Israelis peeled off because the Russians were going to their battle stations preparing to attack the helicopters in the defense of the U.S. crippled ship, which is just the only thing they could do. And so the Israelis were not about to attack the Russians. So they had a whole bunch of helicopters about to go down on that deck and sink that ship to blame it on Egypt. And it's just horrible. And we have to tell the facts here. Now, that said, polarizing issues, it doesn't matter if you are Jewish or if you're Catholic or if you're a Protestant or if you're a Muslim, none of us should want to take cancer-filled vaccine shots. None of us should want to be part of the eugenics New World Order. None of us should want to be part of this. And Israel was established over there so that it could be a military outpost of the Anglo-American Empire. The Rothschilds publicly funded it being set up. Israel has all these nuclear weapons, and clearly it's destabilizing the entire region, and it is probably going to end up someday causing World War III. So that's the bottom line of what we're dealing with Israel, and it's just a nightmare situation. Now, the fact that LBJ was involved in all of this, that's what the captains and the generals and the judge advocate officers who were ordered to cover it up, and we've had them on, have gone public. By the way, is Captain Moore, later became Admiral Moore, is he still alive? I know he was real sick last time we called him a year or so ago to come on with heart problems, or was it 2 years ago? Well, these guys are all dying. Maybe we should get Admiral, at the time Captain Moore, back on, because they were ordered in London to cover it up for the Navy, and they did just that. I mean, we've got the guys that ordered to cover it up coming out. But the fact that LBJ was involved shows the premeditation between the White House and Israel to carry out this dirty deed. And by the way, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post admit, you can just Google, so does UPI, Israel stages bombings. Or you can Google, Israel created fake Al-Qaeda. Now, there are some real terror attacks in Israel. But that's, you know, when a woman goes on a bus and stabs 14 people, or somebody goes in and shoots people in a crowd. Most of these bombings where they, oh, it was a suicide bomber, it's actually a bomb placed in the buses or in the nightclubs. It blows up, and then they just say that there was a suicide bomber. Okay, so Thomas Moore is dead. He was pointing out something. Well, that's too bad. No, yeah, that's Admiral Moore. There's another Moore. Now, I know he died in 2004. I don't know all the names of these people. Point is, you can Google Alex Jones USS Liberty interviews, and, I mean, there's probably 40 or 50 of them, the more I think about it, up there.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
we
stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Of it all. I mean, to know that the globalists put HIV and hepatitis in different vaccines and products and have been caught thousands of times, and it's mainstream news. You can hold up a mainstream news article where they admit it's happening and they still call you a conspiracy theorist. Or where the HPV shot in the trials killed people, now it's killing people en masse. And still people just inject their girls with it, now they're going to try to force boys to have it. To know that the New World Order stages terror attacks, to know they control every dominant nation on Earth, to know they're bringing in a world government. It's so outrageously criminal to have the banks engineering the financial collapse in their own documents and then be openly announcing world government as the answer to stop it all. And then I've got to sit up here and beg and plead with the public to wake up and look at the facts. It's ridiculous. It's like somebody's house is on fire, and you come up and say, hey, buddy, your house is on fire, and they laugh at you and walk back into the flames and burst into flame. And it's almost like just coming on the air and calmly talking about all this, in a way, almost just conditions people and acclimates. It's sick. I don't even know what to do anymore. And, I get all these groups and people hating me from all different sides in many cases, just because I report the facts and the truth of what's admitted, of what is on record over and over and over and over and over again. We've got a bunch of psychopathic control freaks that are in control of our society, and people are in denial. Oh, there's no bad people. They're not planning anything bad. Look at history. 99.9% of the time, you get lunatics who think they're God in control that run around murdering people en masse so they can be the momentary rulers of this little speck of dust in the universe. And then human potential is so great. We could do so many great things. The elite claim they are doing all this for our own good, when in truth, they foster weakness. They foster degeneracy. They foster the dumbing down so we're more easily managed and controlled. And, that is a great crime against humanity. It's just horrible. Evil people want power, so they take over all the power positions. And meanwhile, good people are naive and judge the world by the way they think and think everybody else is like them. And that's the biggest trick of these globalists. I know we got Frank, Sherry, Bob, Mike, Dan, and others, and we'll get to your calls. I want to first get into an analysis of the Watchmen. Or Watchmen, I keep calling it The Watchmen, it's Watchmen comic, because it's the big number one film right now online to break records for the amount of money that a film has made. And, I'm accustomed to Illuminati, New World Order, Revelation of the Method programming on news and in TV and in popular culture, but this thing just completely blew me away. I've never seen anything like it. And there's no way I can even do justice to it. Meanwhile, even Patriots are saying, oh, it's a good film. It admits things. Or, oh, this is good. Or the mainstream media saying, what's the film mean? It's like they can't even look at a stop sign and tell what it means. It's all stated in clear English. It is a threatening, menacing message from the New World Order. So that's coming up when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv here in a little while. I just have more sorrow than anything else, because I wish if the public knew what I knew and knew how real this was, there's no way the globalists would get away with this. But people are so cowardly, they rationalize and make excuses about things, and that's why most of us are going to be murdered.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.